When the 2010 season began, a highlight was USF's trip to Gainesville for their first ever meeting with the Florida Gators. USF took the opening kickoff, drove down the field, and took a lead on the Gators on one of the hottest days in Gainesville history. USF could not hold on as Florida came back to win the game 38-14, but as the Bulls progressed through the season, it would indeed be a very, very special campaign. After a slow start to the season, the Bulls faced a turning point at Louisville on November 13, 2010, and came away with a dramatic 24-21 overtime victory against the Cardinals. The turning point was a 100-yard kickoff return by Lindsey Lamar.
Going to move Lamar back to the goal line, and he'll take it out from there. That was a heck of a kick. Lamar to the 20, gets a little seam, now cuts it outside, 30, 35, breaks a tackle, still on his feet, cuts it back into Louisville territory. He's still up at the 35, now near sideline, 30, he's still on his feet, he's going all the way. That's six for the Bulls, 100 yards, Lindsey Lamar!
The game went into overtime, and USF prevailed as Maikon Bonani drilled the walk-off game winner.
Maikon Bonani trying to end this thing. Kick is up. It's got the distance. Good! Bulls win! Still perfect in overtime, and USF has won their third consecutive Big East game. They're bowl eligible for the sixth consecutive year. Bulls 24, Louisville 21.
On the Saturday following Thanksgiving, the Bulls went down to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. Used to be a very, very difficult task to go down to Miami and win, but USF got it done 23-20 in overtime, defeating the state rival Hurricanes. USF won the game on an overtime touchdown.
What are you running?
Hey, you gotta pound it. Remember last time you went with your quarterback over there, they're probably going to do something in the gaps and try not to let you do a quarterback sneak. But you don't want to get any negative yardage in this play, Jim.
No Plancher, no Kelly. They need a full yard here. Second down and goal.
Uh-oh.
Terrence
Uh-oh.
Mitchell running off at the
Uh-oh.
Last second. Can't take a penalty here. Eveld over center. Hands it off. It's Murray. He dives forward, leaps toward the end zone. No call yet. No call yet.
Touchdown!
Win! The Lions judge came in at the last second and gave the Bulls the touchdown and the win. 16-13, the final. The Bulls have beaten the Miami Hurricanes.
So Skip Holtz's second season was a success, and the Bulls earned a Meineke Car Care Bowl bid in Charlotte, North Carolina, against the Clemson Tigers, who had a second-year head coach named Dabo Sweeney. Clemson was favored to win the game, but the Bulls took it to the Tigers that day as B.J. Daniels played brilliantly and earned MVP honors. The Bulls came away with a meaningful bowl game victory over the Clemson Tigers and one of their assistant coaches by the name of Jeff Scott. The Bulls finished 8-5 that season under Coach Skip Holtz, one of their most successful seasons in the history of the program. For the first 24, I'm Joey Johnston.